Confronting the injustices of our world might also break our heart. Solidarity with those who face injustice is unlikely to increase our confidence in our good works. Rather, it might bring deeper awareness of our own personal sins and our complicity in sinful systems. Those who are alongside homeless people or asylum seekers or displaced thousands in refugee camps often record how they've been brought to a deeper awareness of their own sin and the inadequacy of their efforts. Following the way of Jesus and willingly embracing a struggle for peace and justice will deepen our recognition of the sin of the world as well as our own sin. When confronting the injustice of the world, we come to know ever more clearly our need for a saviour. So confronting injustice, whilst one of the major challenges for us as Christians, it's unlikely to make us popular. It means we have to turn idleness into commitment, and it may break our heart. And there's a further hazard because, let's be frank, so often it is hard to know what to do for the best. This might be in relation to people we know, or communities or nations in distress, as well as in relation to a host of persistent social issues that pluck at our heartstrings. Prayer matters when we are confronted by these arduous challenges. Prayer, far from inaction, strengthens us for action. Prayer opens the door to the Holy Spirit. And prayer can give the gift of timing that enables momentum to grow. Prayer feeds our imagination and gives us courage and hope in the struggle. And it helps to keep us honest enough to acknowledge that we may be as much part of the problem as we are the solution. Through prayer, we cry to God about injustice, and each of us will have specific injustices that rile us. Perhaps the vulnerability of children in war-torn places, or the distress associated with enduring mental illness, or famine, or abuse of women, or the brutalising of young men. The list is long and personal. Your prayer burden is that distinct issue or grief which angers, distresses, and frustrates you. We pray about injustice, not because there is nothing that we can do, but because prayer makes us ready to act. Prayer makes warriors of us. To be a warrior means to have the necessary prowess and readiness to respond when the time comes. Prayer equips us as warriors, willing and able to confront the injustices of our world.